SBS Filipino.
Ang Medicare ang pangkalahatang pampublikong sistema ng pangangalagang pangkalusugan ng Australia. Kung karapat-dapat, maaari mong magamit ang isang hanay ng mga serbisyong medikal ng libre, kabilang ang pag-aalaga bilang isang pasyente sa isang pampublikong ospital o mas mababang mga gastos sa mga inireseptang gamot. Tignan kung paano ito umiiral, sino maaaring makakuha nito at paano magpatala. Sa ulat ni Audrey Borget na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang sistema ng Medicare ay nahahati sa dalawang bahagi. Si Stephen Duckett, ang Program Director ng Health sa Grattan Institute. Ipinaliwanag niya na ang unang bahagi ay nagpapahintulot sa mga karapat-dapat na tao na makakuha ng libreng paggamot sa mga pampublikong ospital.
The first one is about public hospitals. And so what Medicare means that all people can get treatment in a public hospital without having to pay anything for it up front. So that includes inpatient treatment and treatment at an outpatient clinic or at an emergency department.
Ang ikalawang bahagi ay nakaugnay sa mga medical na professional tulad ng mga GP, optometrists, at espesyalista.
What that means is that a person can go to a GP, and depending on what the general practitioner does, either the general practitioner doesn't charge the patient anything and sends the bill to Medicare, or the general practitioner gives the patient a bill and the patient is able to get some of that money back from Medicare.
Si Hank Johnjen ay tagapagsalita para sa Department of Human Services na nangangasiwa sa Medicare. Binanggit niya kung sino ang mga karapat-dapat.
People who reside in Australia are eligible for Medicare benefits, especially if they are Australian or New Zealand citizens. They're permanent residents. Under some circumstances, if they've applied for permanent residency, generally most visa holders are eligible. And there is also a category of people who are covered by reciprocal healthcare agreements that are also eligible. But it's important to make the point that those reciprocal healthcare arrangements only relate to about 11 countries where we have agreements.
Maaari mong suriin kung ikaw ay karapat-dapat bang makakuha ng Medicare sa website ng Department of Human Services. Kapag alam mo na nakarapat-dapat ka, narito kung paano magpatala.
The simplest way to enroll is to go to the Department of Human Services website and you can download a Medicare enrollment application. You can also get it from any one of our service centres as well. Once you've filled in the Medicare enrollment application, you do need to take it with proof of your identification to one of our Human Services service centres.
Sinabi ni Hank Johnjen na baka gusto mong alamin muna bago ka bumisita sa isang medical na professional kung sila ay tumatanggap ng bulk billing o hindi.
The thing is that not all medical providers charge a scheduled fee, which is covered by Medicare. Most will actually charge more. If doctors choose not to charge more, that's called bulk billing. And if a doctor bulk bills, then that does not incur any additional cost for you.
Kung ang doktor ay hindi nagba-bulk bill, kailangan mong bayaran ang gap. Minsan, sulit na alamin muna kung kailangan mong magbayad ng dagdag at kung magkano. Madalas, kung ang iyong bank account ay nakaugnay sa Medicare, ang iyong claim ay mapaproseso sa tanggapan ng doktor. Ngunit kung minsan, kailangan na ikaw mismo ang gumawa ng claim.
If your doctor doesn't provide that service, then you can claim online through the Human Services website, or if you download the Medicare smartphone app, you can actually lodge a claim via your smartphone. And the beauty of using the app means that you can take a photograph of any receipts that you need to provide us with, and you can upload those through the smartphone app.
Kung kailangan mo ng tulong sa wika maliban sa Ingles, maaaring makatulong sa iyo ang Department of Human Services.
The Department of Human Services has extensive language services for people that don't speak English. We have a multicultural phone service. We have multicultural service offices that operate within the department. We have bilingual staff. We have something like over 600 bilingual staff who provide language support, as well as our multilingual phone service.
Maaari kang tumawag sa Translating and Interpreting Service sa numero bilang 131-450 upang tumanggap ng suporta sa iyong sariling wika. Para sa ilan, tulad ng mga naka-working holiday o student visa, hindi sila sakop ng Medicare. Lubos na ipinapayo ni Stephen Dackett na kumuha sila ng isang pribadong segurong pangkalusugan o private health insurance kung ayaw nilang mapasubo sa malaking bayarin sa ospital.
Medicare is an arrangement for Australian citizens and permanent residents. And so obviously if you're a newly arrived migrant, in some circumstances you're covered by Medicare, but in some circumstances you're not at all. That means you have to have some sort of private insurance arrangement, often to make sure you can afford to pay your medical bills and your hospital bills.
Kung ikaw ay isang asylum seeker na hindi karapat-dapat para sa Medicare, mayroong ilang mga organisasyon sa bawat estado na maaaring tumulong sa iyo sa iyong mga bayaring medikal. Kung nais alamin ang iyong pagiging karapat-dapat para sa Medicare, magpatala o mayroong anumang katanungan, bisitahin ang website ng Department of Human Services o tumawag sa linya ng pangkahalatang katanungan ng Medicare sa numero bilang 132-011.
sbs.com.au/Filipino